This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a growing digital divide between the U.S. and Europe. And I'm not talking about technology in and of itself here. More about data. Your data. Who can get it and what they can do with it. Online privacy in this country consists of what you might call a patchwork of laws. A little bit here and a little bit there. Europe, on the other hand, takes a more blanket approach. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the compare and contrast.
This is the tale of two online privacy activists, one in San Francisco.
I'm Parker Higgins.
Hi, Parker.
And one from the Netherlands.
My full name is Xander Bouwman.
Parker is 26. Xander is 21. Parker works for the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Xander is an information sciences student and volunteer activist. Now, there's a lot of debate over whether U.S. or EU online privacy protections are better. They certainly take different approaches, as Xander made clear to Parker.
Parker, I'm going to tease you now for a little bit because I think that we as Europeans have it pretty good here.
Xander tells Parker EU privacy law actually guarantees protection of personal data, and new digital privacy legislation being considered by the European Parliament would strengthen those guarantees. So, for example, if Xander did a Google search, Google would have to tell him before it shared his tracking information outside the EU. Xander likes that.
So, I would want to know if Google is behind the page and using analytics to make a profile of me.
And when Xander logs into Facebook, he has the right to access all of the data Facebook has on him. Parker doesn't have that.
We're bound by website's privacy policy, and we know that, like, everyone who's seen one of those knows how ridiculous they can be, and they can change at any time.
But Europe isn't perfect. It would actually be almost impossible for Xander to get his Facebook data because enforcement in Europe isn't so great. It's up to privacy regulators who don't have much power, as Parker points out.
Yeah, I mean, can I say, Xander, that the laws are important here and it's great that this is happening in Europe and you know, I'm jealous of it in the U.S. But at the same time, if it's about enforcement, you know, these companies can collect sort of whatever they want.
Yeah, Parker, I can only agree with you here.
Now, Parker and Xander aren't lawyers, so I'm going to bring a law professor into the conversation here, David Sorkin. He teaches information technology and privacy law at the John Marshall Law School in Chicago. He says, in the U.S., we enforce our digital privacy rights privately.
That is the right to sue, and sometimes that would have to be in the form of a class action. Whereas in the EU, it's mostly data protection commissioners, regulators who impose the rules and enforce them.
The data protection legislation the EU Parliament is considering would give privacy regulators a lot more enforcement power. U.S. tech lobbyists and government officials say the EU legislation is too rigid, and the U.S. system is more nimble with its many different privacy laws, covering everything from health data to video rental records. Simon Davies is founder of Privacy International.
There's a huge gulf across the Atlantic, which is taking many years to resolve, and I think it's many years off yet.
But our 20-somethings don't want to wait that long. Xander Bouwman says they're taking things into their own hands.
I held a crypto party in Amsterdam a few months ago.
Yep, he said crypto party. Xander says it's just a chance for privacy nerds to get together and swap tips for evading online profiling and tracking.
It might sound really wild because it's called a party, but usually we host these at public libraries.
Parker Higgins says it's not just a European thing. He holds crypto parties too. Parker and Xander say if they crypto party hard enough, they can stitch together their own privacy blanket. They hope eventually pokey lawmakers and government officials will catch up. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.